Hey, today's daf is daf Yud Chet, and we begin a number of lines down. It says, "Tani ein tonim lo lechem velo zroa." So here we've been discussing. This is where it says the Mishnah: "Im shelah haita be'emam makriven ola v'shlamim lishman." This is referring to the case where the woman was sorry, a woman, sorry, was took on the Kabbalah to be a Nazira. She separated the korbanot, and the husband says, "Actually, none of that," and he was made for the neder. We said if the korbanot were hers, then we said that it would actually, the chatat would have to be left to die, and the olah and shlamim would be actually offered. Fine. Now, the Gemara says, however, when the shlamim is offered, it's not offered exactly like the shlamei nazir. So the first thing is that we already saw in the Mishnah, nechalim le'machad ve'einan tonim lechem. So what the Mishnah is saying here now is that the Gemara is saying is the brayta ein tonim lo lechem doesn't have to have the lachmen or nazir, and also lo the zroa. Now, the zroa refers to the right front foreleg, the zroa b'sheila. Now, that is normally also waved as part of the process of the Nazir, but it's actually also given to the Kohen, despite the fact normally the rest of the Shlamim is usually other than sacrificial parts, is eaten by the owner. So it sounds like that the whole din of the Zroah doesn't apply in this Shlamim that's being brought. So, in other words, it doesn't take on the full, if you like, all the laws of a Nazir Shlamim, because again, she doesn't have to bring it. Well, it's not. She's no longer a Nazira that has to bring the korban of a Nazir, and we said it's offered like a nedava. Now, Rabum Bar Achia Bereid Rav Shimon Bai Shlamim Ba'in Lachar Mita Maushi Ton Lechem. What about a Shlamim that is brought Achar Mita? Would that require the Lachmi, the Lechem, the Lachmi Nazir? So again, he referring to a person who was a Nazir, separated his korban and then died. Okay, will the shlamim they're going to be offered by the heirs will bring all the voluntary offerings? Would that also require the lach the lach would that not also would it require the lachamim? Okay, as opposed to now, it was just to be just so you're following carefully, the Mishnah said quite clearly that if it was a woman and the husband's made for the neder, it clearly wouldn't require the lachamim. Here we're referring to the case of mita, would it require the lechem? So Gemara says, v'chazav mar v'chen. It's quite clear we know that by b'chayim, meaning what's the case of chayim? So if you look at korbanot, it says mishi yifresh korbanotav. He separated his korbanot nazir and he lost them. Vevi achirim, and he brought other ones in their stead, and then achar kach, and then finds the first one that shlamim would be brought with the mincha offering that come with this nazir offering. Okay, so it says lo al batalahem be'im. Well, in that situation, were they needed? Absolutely not. They were brought le batala. Nonetheless, if you like, they are brought. I mean, it's not achieving a nazir because it's a replace these the replacement. Sorry, replacement korban were already brought. So, and nonetheless, you say atamaton lechem. It seems to be obvious. Now, it's not quite clear why it's obvious, but it seems obvious that it requires a lechem. So too, when the person had this separated his offerings for a korban nazir and then he died, that would also require the lechem. Now, there's one glaring question that's sticking out. It says, one second, Amar Yosi pshita l'rabun barachia b'shlami amavin lachar farasha lechem. For one second, it was quite clear in the beginning when we started this. Clear, because it says in the Mishnah that in the case of hafarat, it doesn't require. But in this situation, b'mita, he had a question, or even come to the conclusion that does require lechem. Ma ben mita ba ben hafarat. What's the difference between the two cases? So the Gemara says, mita kvar nir'u lehita'en lechem, hafarat lo nir'u lechem. Which means when the person separates korban at nazir, it required the lachmei toda. So I was going to say lachmei toda, lachmei nazir, these mincha offerings go with it. And then he died. When it comes to the Isha, that's not the case. It didn't require it immediately because it was made for the neder. That seems a bit gray for me. If you have a look, it says in the Korban, no, I missed that. Sorry, not that one. Further up, further up. It says here. Actually, he doesn't explain it, but I'll show you here, actually, in the Sharei Korban. The Sharei Korban basically asks this question. And it says, Mita Kfar Niro. It says, Kasha. The my niru ha kol shelo higiyas mana krava lo niru lalechem. But one second, how can you say when the nazir who died that it's already niru lalechem? It's only niru lalechem once a korban's offered, the mishlamim's offered, and if he died before the opportunity to bring it, why are you saying in the case of mita it's niru? It's already ra'ui to bring lechem with it. If you say, as soon as mekabel the obligation to become a nazir or the neder to become a nazir, already he's chayv to bring lachmi toda, then say the same thing for isha. Im ken gam be'ishaken. Mai ka'amar kivan sha'bal yachol la'afer havalei ki'lo lo niru. Why don't you simply say, is that what you want to say? Because a baal maybe has the capacity, mayfair, the neder, it's not nirul. Maybe it's a nami. Why don't you say things? Since a person can die, it's not considered also. So therefore, it says, ve'efshar isha lahafara omedet masha'in ken mita lodoloshchiach. Now he says a very interesting pshat here. He says, what's the difference between mita and hafara? Mita, we're saying already from the outset, let's say that it's ra'oi to bring on this, if you like, it's already ra'oi to bring the. Lachmi Nazir along with the Shlami. Okay. Now, the fact you say, oh, he might die, we don't calculate. Mita lo shchiach, we don't really calculate that into the. Like we saw this right back in Masechta Yoma, that's not really consideration. Oh, he might die. No, it's a ra'oi from now. But an Isha who makes it, and the husband hasn't heard of a neder at that, that's already, if you like, Omed, it's the potential is quite high. The husband might object, and it's a capacity to stop it. So therefore, we don't say it's nirul lechem yet, despite this, like, the fact that you separated the shlamim. It's not raul lechem yet because there's a high chance, or there's at least a reasonable chance that we're concerned about that it'll make for the neder, and therefore we only say it's raul lechem, when she actually ends up bringing it. And the husband's heard it and he's happy to go ahead. That's the difference in mita. That's why if husband made for the neder, we say the shlamim doesn't have the lechem, was never ra'ui. But if the person separated for himself the shlamim and then he died, well, that situation already from the outset it was ra'ula lechem. So even if the son or the heirs bring these korban shlamim, it would bring the lachmei nazir along with it. Okay, that's the distinction. Point the chart.
If we had a situation where a woman didn't, she was, her husband had died and her father had died.
I'm saying or just a Bulgaria. She didn't get married.
That mean that there was no one to be made for her netter.
Yeah, it would be no difference because there's
Then
no.
be the same as a man.
Yeah, no difference. Yeah, sounds like it'd be no difference. Okay, I mean from the explanation, I think it's clear there's no difference. Okay, let's continue. Let's now the Gemara says Tani Asham Lachar Hafara. Now, this is interesting here. And Asham Lachar Hafara. So where does the Asham come to play? Asham is brought if a Nazir became Tameh. Okay, and Padatar after Kamtar has to bring a Chatatola and an Asham. Okay, so what the Gemara says, what if she became Tmeya, separated these Korbanot, and then the husband's made for the Neder? Says, look, you're not doing any of that. So we say, Asham lachar para, hafara, however, ain't Asham lachar mita. So what this is saying, I'll read the Korbanot says, Kon ish shenara ben ezminit ma, b'chakach fe ala bala. She would still bring Meviyah Ashamah Shifrisha Korem Afara. She would still bring that Asham. However, there's no Asham Achar Mita, meaning if a person separated the Asham and then died, you don't bring it. Because normally, anytime that we say the Chatatz Meta, meaning that if there was a common Chatatz set aside, and in that situation, something occurred that normally by Chatatz you have to leave it to die. For example, the owner that had to bring it died. By Asham, in the parallel case, you say Ro'eh. Okay? So therefore, we say Ein Asham Achar Mita. However, for some reason, we're going to say that yes, Asham Achar Afara. We have to understand that. So the Gemara says, Meta as well, Ein Asham Karev. Heferla Asham Karev. Okay, same type of din. We say Meta, Ein Asham Karev. Why? She Ein Lecha Hashem Karev Lachar Mita. If she died, then clearly Asham is not offered because you never ring an Asham Achar Mita like we already explained, like it's a parallel case for Chatan. Kosher B'chat Meta, Asham Yireh. How to understand this? Ashama Karev, why? She'ein lacha Asham she'einu ba'al avata lakazeh. And I changed the gear so like the Korbanada. Korbanada says, Dematzinu Asham Taloi, she'ba'al la'atzil monesh. You sometimes see that an a korban asham is brought like an asham toloi, where it's not clear where an avera has been done, but it's brought just in case, right? To protect a person in case we clarify that he is chayv to bring a chatat, it protects him from punishment till that matter has been clarified. V'zeh also la kaparaba, da asham tameh kore chotet, kariyale, that the Torah first was a chotet. That's one way is explaining. In other words, since you see an asham can brought an asham taloi, that situation, that's why here, this asham, even if she's heferla, it can still be brought. Now, that's still not so 100% clear. So, what the korban aided, sorry, the shireh korban, what the korban brings in the shireh korban, he says as follows, and that makes a lot of this is clear in my head what the rationale is. It says, He says, "Mi u bebavli kritot muchach the shagir shelafanenu ikar kedak kafti samoch." The shagir we have in front of us, which is, in other words, which was hefer la ashama karev she'ein lacha asham ba al habatala kazeh. What's that mean? V'nira dekevan shemivi gam chatat lakach ka'ama shasham ba levatala. Why is it called ba levatala? Because normally we say Hashem achieves like some sort of like Hashem Gzeilot Hashem Ilot achieves say some sort of kapara on its own independently. That's why we say if the person dies, it's parallels really a chatat. Just and kosha bechatat meta, we say Hashem yirei istayev. That's why in Hashem achar mita. However, in this situation, what it's saying is, the Hashem isn't coming to mechaper anything. How do I know that? Because a nazir became tameh is bringing ola and a chatat, bring chatat anyway. So the Hashem is just coming, if you like, for like gzeirat hakatov of some sort. They have to bring an Hashem. Therefore, there's no problem achar sheheferla to bring in this context this korban Hashem. That's like it balavatala, right? Alternatively, brings another pshat inami. It is like pinya Rebbe Shimon that's enu ma'akev. But I'll leave that. It's a second explanation for another time. Okay, so that's like the two ways of this kind of understanding. In other words, this doesn't really the Shai Krom, since it doesn't really, it's not really a kapara achieving korban, like a sham normally is. That's why there's no problem that it can be brought even if a parson's in neferla. Okay, let's continue. The question remaining is that why, if she's meta, it can't be offered. Maybe sort of like a low plug type of thing. I'm not sure. Let's continue. Tznan, taman taninan. Motar nezirim le nezirim, motar nazir nedavan. This brings us back to Masechta Shkalim, which we saw this sugi already once before. And this is saying leftover funds from money that was to be offered for nezirim in general, for their korbanot, can be used for other nezirim. If it's motar for a particular nazir, then that money goes into the chest of Beis Hamikdash, which is used to purchase korbanot, the olah that is for lakait mizbeach, as we explained in the past, that when the mizbeach is not being used. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista, hu shekavra chata basof. When do we say the motar of a nazir goes in a davar? That's when the last korban that I used the money for was the chatat. Because motar chatat, for the money left there for chatat, is also goes to nadavah. However, im karvu shlamav basof, if the last korban the money was used for, the pool of money was a shlamim, then the motar shlamim is used for what? For a korban shlamim. So that's what it should be used for, and wouldn't he pull in davar? That's Rav Chista. Rav Zira says no. Afilu karvu shlamav lebasof. Even if the korban shlamim was at the end, why? It's halacha. It's halacha. If you like, al Moshe Mesinai, that the motar nazir goes to nedava. Halacha chati benazir shtei motar nedava. Okay, so machlok at what the situation is. So mente melasinim mesay ledin. So I've got bright to the same support both the shitot of Rav Chista and Rav Zira. Let's start with the Reb Zira. Now Reb Zira says that depends which is offered last. So minim v'nasai l'Reb Zira, because elu in ma'ot stumim, kol sh'demechatat mitot mu'ura b'hem. What is ma'ot stumim? This is where the money has not been particularly allocated, which money is for what in the korban for Nazir. That money, we says, kol sh'demechatat mitot mu'ura b'hem. That is when the chatot mitot is still mixed with them. That's when you say yiplunin nava. Says, even if the mei chatat or metod, it's a debate whether you say metod here. I think we saw in shlamim that the grat that took that out. However, if the mei chatat mutuchan, if he separated during his life, this is the korbanator. In other words, he says, "Elohim says, 'Shemetu ba'aleim en muvrim b'hem. Afilu frish ba'aleim b'chayeim demei chatot mitochan. Afilu hachi.' The korbanator says, 'Deg ma'ot stumim. V'kilo adayim muvrim b'tocha. It's if it's still mixed in. V'yachuyah ma'melach. Lo neinim v'lo ma'alim. That's shitat Reb Zeira. So here, the korbanator obviously keeps chatot metod in, but it says, in other words, even if in the life of the owner." Again, he had separated his korbanot for his nazir, and then he died. Says, even if he already separated some of that money for the chatat, the remainder is still yechuyah mamelach. Mashma what? That even if the chatat part is the din of motar nazir in its entirety is all the same, even if the chatat is removed. So it doesn't matter, again, this supports Reb Zeira, which one of the korbanot offered last. Even if the last korban was a shlamim, and you might think, oh, motar is now specifically the shlamim. No, it's considered motar nizirim in its entirety, and it would go lenadava. Okay, that's the point there. Sorry if that wasn't so clear. Now, Gemara says, however, we've got to support Rav Chista, and Rav Chista is of the opinion that it does matter which was offered last. In other words, if the monies of the chatat were separated, we don't look at it all as one big pool and you pull in nedava. So it says, if it says, so money says, elu chatati v'shal nizirot. If he says, this is for my chatat and the remainder is for my other korban I need for my nazir. Umet. Now, if you have a look here, the korban inserts quite a few lines. He says, demei chatat yolam melech, the money from the chatat goes to yolam melech. And no name below ma'alim, as we've explained before. You can't get an alpha, you wouldn't over it. Vashar and the rest of Rotzel Avi Bem Ola, Yavi, Shlamim, Yavi. Umalim bekulam ve'em olim bikzatam. You can do whatever you like with it. Either use it all for Ola or Shlamim. However, you will be over the Isur Me'ilah. So to explain what that is, why? Because Kodshe Kodshim, the Isur Me'ilah applies to it already from the outset. And Kodshe Kalim, which is a Shlamim, it doesn't apply from the outset. And since it's a mixture, we look at that remaining mixture of money as a mixture of Ola and Shlamim money, you won't open the Isur Me'ilah unless you use all the funds. Then for sure you've used, if you like, some of the Ola funds. But you see from here quite clearly, V'lo amar v'imet yiplul lindava. But it doesn't say regarding the funds that if the person died, then the remaining funds yiplul lindava. So you see that if the Chatat money is separated, we look at the other monies, sorry, the other monies separately. We don't say, oh, it's just Shayare Nazir, if you like, and or as if it's all like mixed together. It doesn't share the same din as all the money together, and we can look at it independently. So again, that supports, if you like, Rav Chista, that says that if the shlamim, the money, the leftover money is after, was a result of the last korban money being a shlamim, then you just treat it like motar shlamim, and that's how it would be used. Okay, now, Amar Rav Chista, motar lechem nazir akev. If you've got leftover money, if you like, for the lechem nazir, then it has to be left to rot. Okay? The motar for the lechem nazir. So Amar Rav Yossi, it makes a lot of sense. Why? You can't offer the lachmei nazir on their own if now it's more, because well, you can't. It's not an independent korba. It says, however, let's continue. Iatachol she'ein lacha lechem karav if now lakrivo im nazirot acher. You can't give that lachmei torah to somebody else. Sorry, lachmei nazir to get somebody else to use part of their korban. Inatachol she'ein lacha nazirot ba below lechem, because nazirot, the whole korban nazir never comes without the mincha offerings. And if you look at the korban aida, it says im ken mi kara kashi gibel nizirut when he's makabel nizirut alatzmo kfar nitcheb ba lechem mishal atzmo. He already obligated himself to bring that the lechem on atzmo himself. So therefore, it can't be given. Someone else can't give him that the lachmei nazir. So therefore, what can you do? The form can tzurech lamar motar lechem nazir yekaves after rot. That's Gemara says, now continues. Savir Meimar, we thought to say Motar Lachmo, just as a Motar Lachmo has to be left to rot. Nothing could do with it. Motar Nesacha, the leftovers of the Nesachim would have to share the same din. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbo, no, Motar Nechasav is Kodshe Kodshim Ninohu. And anytime you got Motar Kodshe Kodshim, despite the fact you might say the Shlamim and the like is actually Kodshe Kalim, the Nesachim have a din of Kodshe Kodshim. And we learn this from a chatat, the motar kodshe kodshim, you pull in dava. That money simply again goes to that chest in the base of Midash to fund the all offerings when the base Beach is dormant. So Gemara says, so it's not dormant, I should say. So Aldat Rabbi Yossi Barbon, according to that pshat, we find that Shmuel Rav Chisav Rav Elazar all say the same thing. In other words, that certain things that are considered motar kodshe kodshim are yipul in dava. Where do we see that? Because Rav Chista and Dahach, what we just saw now. Shmuel, the Mab Rav Yossi, ad anataman shamit kawa. I was there. I heard Rav that Rav Yehuda Shaal asked Rav Shmuel, hifrish sheklo, meaning machatzet shekel. Someone said machatzet and they died. What happens to it? Amar lei, he said to him, yipulun davar. They go to davar once again because why? This money was used to purchase machatzet shekel. Was going to fund what? The korban tamid, or the korban at which a kodesh kodeshim, at least the truma of it, the separation of it. So therefore, yipulun davar. And the final one we see, Rabbi Lazar, Motar Asir Tifa. This is referring to the Mincha offering, the Korban, sorry, the Kohen Gadol brought on a daily basis. The Motar left over the Asir Tifa. One understanding goes, according to Rabbi Lazar, he says it's Shelo. Rabbi Yochanan says, he says, Yuchul Yama Melach, of Rabbi Lazar, which is the Shitta we're zeroing on in, zeroing in on, sorry. It says, Omar, he says, Yiplulin Davab, because again, it's Moter Kochim, Kochim, and Yiplulin Davab. That's the, again, all three shita are aligned. Let's continue. Rav Bar says, Beshem Rav, Ma'ut Stumim, however, Ein Be'emas Stuma. You can have the concept of Ma'ut Stumim, I mean, I can have a separate a pool of money and consider it as if it's not allocated to which money for which korban. But it doesn't work when it comes to behema. Why? The Pnei Moshe says, Di'ikar kera, because it's known. Why? Dekoshi nekeva, if it's a female animal, that's going to be your chatat. Vahay, if it's a zachar, it's going to be for the olah. And if it's an ayal, a ram, ben shteshanim, which is 2 years old, that's going to be for the shlamim. Meaning each of the animals had different qualifications, what constitutes a korban of the nazir. So therefore you can't say that you have the concept of behemastumim. And that's why we never had that in our Mishnah. All we had was Hifresh Behemot, we discussed it. Ma'od, it depended. We bought the chiluk in the Mishnah before the husband was made for the neder if there were stumim or mufurashim. The Marana continues. The Tanikin, we see this in the writer. Yacholi, is it possible that someone would not be Yotzeb Bakorban Aviv, use his father's korban, the father separated. Meaning animal. Shifrish minakalala chumura. Meaning, let's say the father was over on Yisur Chela, for example, and he wants to, that's b'shogeg, so bring chatat, and the son now wants to, is over on, according to Korban Eda, it was like Aver Chamorah, like Chilu Shabbos associated with Karet as well. So then, it's considered more Chamorah because Yisur Mita, I think, sorry, they're both associated with Karet, otherwise you wouldn't have to bring a chatat. So therefore, maybe in other words, he can't bring a korban that's for his father's korban for mochamur or minachamur or lakala or from a chamur lakala. However, minakala lakala minachamur lakama shechen ain't why shechen ain't megalech al be'emat aviv nizirut. Because in other words, I can understand why you can't use the father's korbanot no matter if you're going mochamur or less chamur or exactly the same chumur of aveira. Because that doesn't work when it comes to you cannot use megaleach on the korbanot of the father. Meaning that, in other words, a nazir can't bring the korban his father's korban a nazir for his own nazirut. Aval, again, we'll discuss that in more detail later on. Aval yatzab a korban av, maybe can you yotz in the korban aviv b'ma'ot shifrish minakala lechamura minachamur lekala minakala lekala minachamur lechama shechen hu megaleach al ma'ot nazirut bezman shem stumim. And it says, but however, lo bezman mefurashim. The Gemara says, Tamu lomar korbano. In other words, we see in the Korban Nizirut where the person, where the son can, if you like, use the korbanot of the funds of his father's korban for his own Nizirut. Can he use it for his father's day, money set aside for another offering? Can he use it for himself? Tamu lomar what? Korbano. But korbano yotze, ava in yotze b'kon aviv. That's the end of the brayta. Okay, that you can't use again, even the monies so set aside for the father's chataf. Now, Gemara says, "Kishu etzalama ot hu maskir stumim." When it refers to korbanot, you see quite clearly it made reference to the distinction between stumim and mufurashim. However, behema ain alechut stumim. That's it in a minute. Sorry. However, we saw quite clearly in the brayta there was no distinction between stumim and mufurashim when it came to behema. So, in other words, there's no possibility of having the concept of stumim when it comes to behema. Again, because again, the writer was trying to learn from was learning from the korbanat aviv for nazir. Let's continue. Gemara now says behema ein aleya hilchot stumim b'tchila. However, v'yesh aleya hilchot stumim b'sof. So when it comes to an animal, you cannot have the concept of stumim in the beginning, like we said, because it's quite clear which animal is which. But you can have the hilchot stumim b'sof. We'll understand what that means later on. Ma'ot, when it comes to money, yeshleim hilchot stumim. We have the concept of stumim, meaning a pool of funds which is not identified which is which. Betchila, ve'ein alem, but you don't have hilchot stumim b'sof. So now the Gemara is going to explain it. What does that mean? Ma'ot yeshleim hilchot stumim betchila. Datanin, as we saw already, hayu lo ma'ot stumim yiplu lindava. We've already seen this concept that if he had ma'ot stumim and then he was niftar, then the money goes to yiplu lindava. Actually, I think that's the case where he's... Sorry, I don't think that's the case. He was much of the neder, if I'm not mistaken. No, I think it was Zifta. Fine. But let's continue. Then we say, next case, the Tanin... fine. And then it says, Behema, Ein aleichot stumim b'tchila datnan, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer, mevi shalosh behemot, he brings a velopiresh, meaning it does it. If someone he has to, if he's set aside the three animals, and he didn't mafarish, what happens? We say haraui lechatat. Rabbi Shimon Gam is going to say this later on. He says haraui lechatat ikrav chatat haraui la'alo la'la. So even if he wasn't mafarish, it's already considered mufarash. You don't consider this if they're stumim, because that which is fit for whichever korban, like we saw in the Panei Moshe before, would go to it. However, now let's look at the other interesting cases. Ma'ot, when it comes to money, ain't ala michutz stumim basof. How so? Now this is really a brighter the Tanya, the korbanita says. Elu chatati, vashar le neziruti. If he says this is for my chatat and the remainder is for my nezirut, that's if you like satum. The man he dies, mo'alim v'kulam v'elu miksatam. What does that mean? I'll show you the Korban Eda. He says, in mo'alim v'kulam, t'demei olam muruvim bahem, u'mo'alim v'kulam. Because the olah is miksat together, v'elu miksatam. Aval chetzian ein v'em mila. Because you can't just use some of the money. So if you use only some of the money from the leftover money, it's going to be for the olah and shlamim. You won't be over in isum mila, because you say that's the shlamim money. And there's isum mila, if you remember, by koche kalim. However, Shamin and Mina, we see from Mihat, however, Basof, She'ein da mechatat murabahem, when the mechatat is not mixed into it, Afal pi she de me shlamim stumim, Afilahachi ein noflim lindava. We don't say the remainder is nofel lindava, Kama'ot mufurashim, like monies which were mufurash, right? The chatat money is mufurash. And that really fits in, if you like, I think with Shirachis we saw above. Okay, let's continue. However, Behema, how is it possible you can have hilchot stumim by mema at the end? That's, for example, the monies that were satum that you set aside for your korban nazir, and you transfer that kedusha onto a single animal, then the kedusha, if you like, of all three is mixed in there. Meaning, im hevi ma'ot, korban eda says, din bema kedin ma'ot, ve'im met, and if the person then dies, has the din of the ma'ot and yipulin davar. It'd have to be left over, if you like, to, again, yipulin davar, meaning I guess it would develop a mum, and the money would go to the base of Mr. Migdash. The Gemara now adds, hefrish chamor, if you separated like a chamor, well, it's like separating money, because not royal a korban. The question, though, is as follows. Hefrish shor, what if you separated a ox? Now, you don't bring an ox for one of your korbanot. Rabbi Yossi Barbun says, Rabbi Chia Bar Lulaina says, Rabbi Amri Beshem Shammai, Chadamar, so one of them says, meaning Rabbi Yossi Barbun or Rabbi Chia Bar Shammai, it says, Rabbi Chia Bar Lulaina, one says it's Kamafrish Ma'ot, where the other one says it's Kamafrish Behema. Why so? So I'll just show you here. Kormana says, first Shita says it's Kamafrish Ma'ot. Stumim, why? Because it's an ox. You should treat it like if you separated associated the money with a chamor. It's not ro'if in the korbanot, so therefore it only really has kedusha damim, and it has like ma'ot stumim. However, the chadamar actually is kamafrish behema. Why? Da'afagad the luchazel korban nazi, despite the fact the korban says you can't use it for korban nazi, mikoma komra uila korban acher, this is still fit for a korban, for another korban, where you can't bring an ox. V'chal alav kedusha taguf, therefore it has kedusha taguf, and therefore, de'enu nifdeh b'lo mum, therefore you'd have to wait till it develops the mum. You can't say it says just pure kedushat damin. It has kedushat taguf, and you have to wait to develop the mum. Midi dehave makdish zachar ledamav, like we, I'm not sure, do we see this together? No, I saw it with my son in Mila again. Sorry, Tmura. Midi dehave makdish damav, zachar ledamav, just like shaloi dish adavar atzmo le'ola, ela de'me'ola, afilu hachi chal alav kedushat aguf. That despite the fact it itself kind of uses a korban, it still is chal kedushat aguf on it. And therefore, hachinami ken hu. So too, if he was mafrish, this shor, we don't say the damav has kedusha, and you can just simply sell it. It would have kedushat aguf. You'd have to wait to develop a mum and then use the funds for that to fund the korbanot nazir. That's the discussion there in the Mishnah. So let's just touch on the Mishnah and then we'll pause it here. Gemara says, Nizrak alav echad min adamim. Let's say, again, this is going to the end. This woman who was makabel to be a Nazira, and she finished her term, one of the blood from one of the korbanot has been already sprinkled on this beach, too late, ein yachol afer. Rabbi Akiva says, no, afilu nishchata aleya achat min habe'ah mikol ha'amot, even if the damim, the blood was thrown in the mizbeach, and it's a shechita performed, we're concerned about passing the korbanot, and therefore ein yachol la'afer. You cannot, husband's too late, you can't make for the neder. When do we say this? That's a pitiglacha tatara. That's if she went through successfully for the whole process. If, however, we're dealing with she became tmeya and those korbanot, then even if some of the blood has been sprinkled on the mizbeach, see how fair he can make fair the neder. If she be shamanuvelet, I don't want my wife to be, because what does it mean after she brings the korban out anyway? She's going to have to mean nizirah to complete the term she was in Makabel. Because if she brought the korban out to him, that means it undid everything she did prior to that. So he can say, look, I don't want my wife to be, now important, menuvelet here means meuna or menu'a mishtiyat yayin. I don't want my wife to have all these prohibitions in nizirah. You can quite simply say that. And even at the expense of these korban out, they're going to become pasul. However, Rabbi Omer, he says, I know, even tara, he can put a mefer than darim, even the cost of the korbanot. Why? He can tell, I don't want my wife to have a shaved head, right? Because part of the tara process of a nazir is all the hair on the head is removed. Ah, what does the Tanakama say? The Tanakama says, if you see in the Korban Aida, he says, "V'Tanakama sovra ein giluach nivul." It's not so degrading to shave one's head. Sheichola lasot peyan nochrit besara, because she can simply put on, as we call it now, a sheitel, right, a peyan nochrit, and therefore that alone is not a reason, if you like, to puzzle the korbanot as a result. So again, if there's but all the other prohibition nazir, yes, that we can puzzle the korban. For example, if this issue was to me, okay, Beseder, we'll continue from next year. Cool.